There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And of course, if you ever miss any part of the show, you can check us out in the Hoffman Show podcast feed. Just search the Hoffman Show in your favorite podcast app. All right, it's Wednesday. It's 5:30. That means it is time for us to hit Competition Wednesday. Each and every week, we pick three games against the spread, and then we pick a fourth game head-to-head against the spread. So in other words, I pick my three games, Anthony picks his three games, and if we need a tiebreaker, we have one in reserve where we go head-to-head to ensure that we don't have a tie. Housekeeping before we reveal this week's results, which, Anthony, I do not know to this point still. I don't know if you've cheated and looked ahead, but I have not looked to see how we did this week. I owe you from last week, and we still owe the show an ice bath. The logistics of the ice bath have been a little more difficult than perhaps we anticipated, but we owe the show an ice bath. Each of us have gotten that on the Wheel of Mediocre Punishment. I forgot last week that I owed you a fantasy sub, and unlike the first time that you lost and had to have me do that, you did not remind me. So right now, I'm going to look at your fantasy team. Because I need to figure out who I want to sit out on your team this week. Is your lineup set the way you want it, first of all?
It looks
like it should be, with maybe the exception of quarterback.
Maybe, maybe not. All right, here we go. It looks pretty... Oh, yeah, I'll definitely take Bo Nix out and put my man Kirky in.
Tell you what, let's just make it easy on you. How about you don't?
Ah, you sure? All right.
Yeah, you got Bo Nix against Denver, or sorry, Bo Nix against Kansas City instead of Kirk Cousins against New Orleans. That should be painful for you.
Yeah. I mean, especially I'm not going to lie, the rest of my team does look good, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I could go, you don't have a running back to sub out, because I'm not allowed to put a guy on a bye weekend. I mean, I could do something like DeMario Douglas in for one of your receivers. Like, that would definitely be painful. I think I'm going to change your starting quarterback. I think I'm going to go Bo Nix against a good Kansas City defense.
Yeah, he's going to struggle, man.
And then Cousins against a now Marshawn Lattimore-less sinking ship of a Saints team.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Sorry about that. Just, you know, had to do one of them.
I'd rather that than an additional ice bath.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Fair enough. Anthony really just does not want...
I'm not looking forward to that.
The ice bath.
Oh, Mr. Hoffman.
No, you're not. You're very scared of it, which should push me to want to actually do it, where I can show you up a little bit. That makes it me feel like there's a chance that I'm like the whole time too, because it's an ice bath and some of it's involuntary. Okay, so with that, let's see how we did in week 9, and then take a break, come back, and week 10 is on. So. Anthony, to get things started, last week I decided just to go for it on Thursday Night Football like an absolute just moron. I picked the Houston Texans as 2-point favorites over the New York Jets. They lost. That's 0-1 for your boy.
Should I be clapping?
It's up to you. I wouldn't clap too long, though.
I know, because I had some bad picks. I think I did, one of my picks was the Chiefs.
No. Oh, yeah, it was the Chiefs. That was the Chiefs, who did not cover.
Yeah, they barely won.
Yeah. Which means, by the way, that should be here.
I don't know why I keep doing that. I should listen to you more often, Craig.
You definitely should. By the way, that means Tony went 11-3-1 against the spread last week.
He's ridiculous.
Our first impression selection show that I do YouTube only Mondays with Tony Squares. Tony went 11-3-1.
And he's currently undefeated.
I went 9-5-1, which should be a good week. He went 11-3-1. Yes, he is undefeated in our fantasy league, too. Yeah. Anthony, the more I scroll here, the more I think you had a very bad week, sir. Your first game was the Chicago Bears, who were 1-point favorites at Arizona. They lost.
By 20.
By 20. That's, just double-checking the math, that's not a cover.
No, it's not.
Nope.
Golly!
Next up for me, I picked the Carolina Panthers, who were 7.5-point dogs at the time against the New Orleans Saints. They won.
Outright.
They did not just cover. They won. Which, next year, we're going to do a point system. If you pick underdogs and you get an underdog, that's a bonus point. This year, it's just, did you win or not? They won. That's 1-1 for me. Anthony, your next game. I don't know. This might be close, actually. Your next game, you picked the Los Angeles Rams, who were 1.5-point favorites against the Seattle Seahawks. And thanks to getting that game into overtime and winning on a walk-off touchdown, they covered.
Let's go!
So going into the final set of games here, we are both 1-1, but oh.
You must have did good in your third game.
That's what went horribly wrong now, didn't it? Because the Detroit Lions were 3.5-point favorites, Anthony.
And they won by?
More than 3.5. Correct?
No.
Anthony?
They won by 3.
You're joking, right?
Serious.
The Packers did not bring it back that close.
Oh, no, they won by 10.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact final score, but I do not remember it being a field goal game. Nope, that was a 24-14 Lions win. That is a cover for me. And as you foreshadowed earlier, the Chiefs did not cover their 9-point spread against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They should have.
That's a 1-2 for you. Just in case, though, Anthony, you had hit the Monday Night Football game, you would have lost the tiebreaker. Because I had Washington -3.5. You thought it was going to be closer against the Giants. It was a 5-point spread.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be 3.
I think that game, by the time kickoff happened, got to 5.5 in some places. So it really kind of sucks if you wound up on the wrong end of that.
Ow.
What is going on with the music right now? You hearing this?
Yeah. It's going in and out.
Yeah, I don't like that. We're just going to kill the music for the moment. So we're bringing the energy on our own, baby. That is a 2-1 week for me. That is a 1-2 week for Anthony, meaning that for the third straight week?
Yeah, basically since I clowned you for losing 2 straight weeks of these picks of Competition Wednesday, I've been on the...
Week 7, week 8, week 9.
It's been 4 weeks.
That's at least 4 weeks that I've been keeping track of over here. Yeah, it's been 4 weeks.
No, because you got ice bath one of those weeks.
Yeah, that must have been week 5.
So I got ice bath, 2 fantasy.
And then this is the 4th week in a row.
Dang. Oh, I got it.
So, Anthony, get that wheel set up, sir. Yep. You wheel it over closer to you. Let's make sure that I can see it, which I have to do on camera. I can't actually look through the window. There's too many things blocking. So the wheels on the chair are broken. Now Anthony's found a way. As a reminder, on the Wheel of Mediocre Punishment, a fantasy sub, 100 push-ups, extra hot wings, that's supposed to be medium hot wings, costume show, buy the other person lunch. Do you owe me lunch?
No.
Okay. All right, just making sure. Don't ask like it's a ridiculous question. And I think that's everything. So, Anthony, without further ado, the Wheel of Mediocre Punishment. Give that sucker a spin, why don't you? Anthony, hold on. No. Stop everything. Whatever it lands on. I saw that. I have the video. You were on full screen, one shot at everything. Anthony, your right hand was guiding the wheel. I saw that.
No, it's holding it up. It's falling over here.
I don't believe it.
It landed on fantasy sub again.
Which we said we were going to take off the freaking thing. You're spinning it again because I thought I saw that your hand was still guiding that wheel.
I was holding it up. That's what I was doing. Holding it up.
All right. One more time.
Hold on. See? It was falling again. Yeah,
okay, that's compelling evidence on your end. The wheel of mediocre punishment, boys and girls. It is a mediocre wheel. All right, are you ready? All right. Go. It has landed on Ice Bath again. Oh, Anthony Hades' nightmare has come true. He now owes the show 2 ice baths.
Can I spin it again?
No.
Craig, the first time I spun it, it landed on something that was supposed to be taken off the board. We don't know what that X...
So when you spun it a second time, that's your spin.
Or should...
We should come up with another punishment, but we haven't yet.
Should we just do whatever we end up coming up with?
I'll say this. If you're watching on the YouTube chat right now, where someone can call in with a good idea before the end of the next commercial break that I like better than what we have on the board right now, then perhaps we will consider. If not, Anthony, here's the way we would do it. You would do your first ice bath, get out. I would do mine, and then you'd go back in. That's probably how we would just do it, to get it knocked out in one day.
Yeah, we'll have to do it in one sitting, yes.
Yeah, so that's better than having to fear doing it twice.
Or if I wanted to, could I just do 6 straight minutes?
I guess.
Is that hard to do?
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
They're both different versions. I feel like doing one and then the other, because the second one's not going to be as bad because you will have some sense of expectation.
Yeah.
If you were to just gung-ho 6 minutes the first time, that's going to be some of the longest 6 minutes of your life. All right, let's Nick's trending here, Ant. Production note, saying the stage directions out loud. But when we get back, we will pick next week's games for Competition Wednesday, and then Catherine Terrell talking about Marshawn Lattimore. She's the ESPN Saints reporter joining us at 6 o'clock.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.